Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the guide for living in a connected network. Today you can find guides that will teach you how to do 1,000 different things. You can Google it, and you'll find a guide that will tell you, do this, don't do that, and you'll succeed for sure. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the guide for living in an interconnected system, where our minds and hearts are interconnected, where we're living in the system of nature that connects us all, and how should we behave living in this system. Be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, we all the time have to learn how to correctly behave in our world, between people. Since we're children, we learn how to properly behave, and there are plenty of guides in different kinds of fields. And on our previous shows, we said that we actually more and more understand how we're all interconnected, how we're all living inside networks. And the Wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the inner network that ties us together, that ties our hearts together, that influences every move, everything that we do, everything in life. And we really need a guide that will teach us the rules of what to do and what not to do in this network that ties us so tightly together. So we wanted to ask, were you to write such a guide for how to live in an interconnected system, network? What should we know about it? In the spiritual network? Yeah, the inner real network. We're doing it, but it takes time. You have to study this network. Because if we understand the corporeal network, I, in order to correctly join the corporeal network, I have to live for 20 or even 30 years, maybe even more. I study, I learn, I go through kindergarten, school, university, I take different courses. And then, somehow, I understand how to fit in the network. I'm with friends from the age of 1 or 2, suppose. Until then, I don't even know how to play with others. Suppose from the age of 2, I start playing with others. Then we come to different circles. Then I'm already with other friends, boys, usually if I'm a boy. Later, as I become more grown up, also with girls, and so on and so forth. Meaning, we, in order to know how to integrate in the network, even though that usually we're not succeeding, but we're all the time learning, studying in a very practical way, very important things, and society makes sure that we'll integrate in it in the most beneficial way for it and for us. And when you're asking, okay, and what will we do with the spiritual network? Then I want to ask, what do you think that it's something that you can do in one leap? If in this world where we're living in it all the time and we feel mankind and we get information from 1,000 different channels, we're really absorbed in it and we don't know how to get along. So I was hoping that maybe we could write the guide that will finally teach us how to get along. In this world? No. In this world, we won't know how to get along. We won't. This world is intended only in order to give us an opportunity to prepare ourselves for the upper world. Okay, so we're talking about the Wisdom of Kabbalah that teaches us that all people are interconnected by these unseen threads that tie all of our hearts and all of our minds together, and that we're receiving and giving positive and negative things from and to the network. And this network, even if I'm not aware of it, it controls everything. And this is what you taught us on previous shows. Now we'd like to start practically understanding What does it practically wise mean for me? If there is such a network, and as you said that it exists from nature, even if I don't see it, it still works. Even if I don't see that my mind and heart is interconnected with you and Tal and many other people that I don't know, still there is such a network. You know this from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, correspondingly, we'd like to understand what kind of implications should it have in our life so we can best suit this network. We're taking our interconnection as an axiom. And let's take it from here. How should we behave from now on? It's like if I tell you there's gravity. If I don't tell you there's gravity and you'll want to jump from a tall building, you'll find yourself splattered all over the sidewalk. So I'm telling you, look, if there's the force of gravity, don't do it. It's dangerous. Same thing, we want to understand there's a network of connections that ties the hearts and minds of all people. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches about it. Now, correspondingly, how should we behave in all realms of life? This is the direction of our discussion. What is the first field in life that we'd like to scrutinize? And also, we'd like to understand ourselves. What's going on inside of us? Why are we going through different inner changes? From joy to sadness to anger, the different states that we're going through. How can you explain what a person's going through from the perspective of the network? We're in a network, but not the network of connections the way we depict it. But there's another network, a network of our connections that's called the upper world, the spiritual network. And in this network, if we want to discover ourselves, then we really have to develop ourselves in order to know how to reveal the network. This network is a network of the good and nice partnership, participation between everyone, where everyone is in a state of love toward each other, as opposed to the network that we're familiar with, which is a network of hatred. And there we're a network of mutual giving, that I act to the extent to which it is to the benefit of others, as opposed to the network that ties us here, in which I want to succeed and gain and benefit at the expense of everyone else. Therefore, the connection between us is one, but the ties, how do I use them? If I use these ties to my own benefit, that's called this world. And I then feel that I exist in a network called this world. If I relate to everyone with love, connection, with a hug, with good bestowal, by the principle of love another as thyself, then I feel this network as the upper world. But it's the same network. Same network. And then I, besides feeling the network, the good network of our connections, I feel in this network the good eternal force that dwells in it, in that network. That's it. But there are no two worlds. It's just one network that either I relate to everyone by my ego, by my evil inclination, or I relate to everyone by my good inclination through connection and love. That's it. Shifting from the bad network to the good network is actually what we have to do during our existence here, meaning that we feel the bad network, this world. How do we do it? In this network, in which all of us are interconnected, all of mankind, there are such people in this network that are called Jews, Yehudim in Hebrew, from the word Yichud, unity, that they are meant to tell everyone about this method, to publicize it, and to shift the network of relations between us from negative to positive. In other words, to elevate mankind from this world to the upper world. That's how it is. How does this network influence my life? You're saying that the network is one of hatred. Probably everyone is trying to benefit at the expense of others. How does this network influence my life, my relationships? You're 100% dependent on it because you feed on the network. If the network's evil and bad, then accordingly you get very limited and bad food or nourishment. And if it's a good network, then you get good nourishment and you develop even more. What do you mean by nourishment? Inner spiritual nourishment you get from everyone. Everyone influences you in a good way. My thoughts, my feelings. Yeah. So if we're talking about man with his own feelings inside himself, where he's connected to the negative network, then he experiences stress, anger, narrow and limiting things. True. So what is the next step that he has to take? He has to learn how to correctly behave in the network. And in order to behave correctly in it, the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us that we needn't grasp the entire network with everyone that exists in the world, but that I can take 10 people that, just like me, they want to suit themselves to the general network, and then between us, we build such relations, the kind of relations that exist in the general network, which is the good and correct attitude towards each other, where we help each other. For all of us to even come to the point of loving each other, having such ties. And if we do that, first of all, because we exist in this small network of 10 people, then still we're connected with the entire network. And then instinctively, we influence them in a good way. But besides that, we can influence them in a good way, in an intentional, in a controlled way, where we come out of ourselves and we teach everyone and awaken everyone to behave that way too. And what happens when we influence this network for the better? Like you said, 10 people start treating each other favorably. Can we see a result? How? What? I don't think that you can really see it with your eyes, but we discover it. The people that don't have senses of bestowal, love, good connection, they don't feel it. But when people do start treating each other favorably in such a group, they start bestowing, influencing each other in a positive way. True, and they start feeling the network that connects us all, and that's called the revelation of the upper world to a person in this world. And we said that in the normal state we experience pressure, tension, hate. What should a person know? How should he relate to these emotions? A person who treats others this way, he doesn't really feel anger towards others. He is angry sometimes. He does get furious sometimes, you can say, but it pains him that he can't influence the world enough in order to correct it, bring it to correction, and prevent disasters. And a person that's not that developed, but he simply experiences fears, anxieties, pressure, tension, things that he experiences. How does he relate to all of these things that come from the network that's around him? Does he understand where he is? He knows that he's interconnected with everyone. That he knows, it doesn't mean anything. We're not talking about someone who knows. We're saying that he has to feel it. He has to reveal this network of connections, how he's dependent on everyone, how it influences him. This is what it's about. And it has to be a very clear revelation. And accordingly, he starts treating others and receiving from them and bestowing onto them in a good way. Otherwise, it's just words. To know isn't useful. meaning a person who is aware that he is in such a network, that we're telling him he's listening, he knows that he's interconnected in a network, to know doesn't mean anything, doesn't do anything. It has to be an emotional connection, through the feelings, through the desire, and not through the intellect, that this is what I heard and I understand. Okay, how does a person achieve such an emotional connection? By working in a small group with 10 other people that teach him how to relate correctly to each other until he reaches a state where he already relates this way to all of mankind. I want to understand what you just said, until he treats all of mankind this way. If I look at a person's relationships, then the closest circles a person has his spouse. He has his family, could be his parents, could be his children. He has his workplace. There's the country that he lives in. He has relations with the world that he lives in. Now, when he starts feeling that he is interconnected with everyone, how does this cause him to relate to his relationship with his spouse? In what new way does he start relating to it after he feels that he's interconnected with everyone? Meaning with his wife? Suppose. Or friends. No, I mean with his wife. In a family. Okay, it depends on the other side. Because here, it has to be like in a group, like in the 10 that we talked about. Then there you have 10 men. Usually it's preferable for them to be of the same sex, because otherwise we'll get confused in all of our relationships. And then what follows is that we work on our connection in order to attain in the network of our connections the upper force. When he attains this connection, feels that there's an upper force in a network that connects everyone, how does this cause him to act in a new way in his relationship with his wife, suppose, as a result of feeling this general system? I can't say that there's a direct connection between the two, because a person gets married and is in connection with a spouse due to a corporeal connection. They have a family, they have children that they care for and raise, and the spouse is unrelated to. Previously said that a person who starts feeling this network, his attitude towards all of mankind changes. Changes how? That he wants to bring them as much as possible to correction. Does it have some kind of expression in his relationships? Maybe, but it's not up to him. It depends on his spouse too, suppose. Meaning both of them have to feel the network? Of course. Like in any other kind of network with anyone else, men and women here are in an equal state. Okay, suppose I have two couples that start feeling this network. What does it do for their relationship? What kind of new attitude? I suppose that if both of them are into this and they're drawn to connection, to correcting the world, then both of them help each other to reach the state. I actually never saw it on any of the Kabbalists that I knew. Our world probably still didn't reach these states. I didn't see it on my teacher. I also didn't see or hear that this is how it was with his father. But to the contrary, Kabbalists' wives were always very hard. Okay, I'm asking about something a bit different, but let's put that aside for the time being. So what I understand is, and correct me if I'm wrong, I understand that a person can start developing sensitivity toward that network that controls him and all of creation, and it's something that he has to reveal in his senses. It's not enough to hear about it, know about it, but he really has to feel it. From this new feeling that develops in him that he starts identifying this network that connects all of mankind. He starts developing a new attitude towards mankind, practically wise. How does it impact his attitude towards others? He wants for them to get to know it as much as they can, as much as they want to. He can't force them to. He can't coerce them to get to know the method of connection that he's familiar with. But if possible, then he'll publicize it, talk about it as much as possible. But there's no coercion here. It's really according to a person's desire. How does his attitude towards others change from how he was before he discovered this network that connects everyone? He wants for everyone to get to know this method. And how does he relate to people differently than before he became acquainted with this network? He doesn't take them into consideration. He only takes into consideration the extent to which he can publicize this method to them. So what kind of feeling does he have toward them? That if they will accept this method, they will be well off, they'll feel good. Why? Because it's a method that brings good to all of mankind. So his aspiration now is that after he felt this network of connections, what interests him in life is how to cause other people to feel this network, because he feels that this is the great good that a person can achieve in life. Yes. Okay, so therefore, to begin with, we wanted to write some kind of guide that will help others to connect with this method. This guide already exists. It's the wisdom of Kabbalah itself. You can always rewrite it in a more convenient, in a better way for each and every generation, but actually the method itself exists. So if we want to write down these rules for our generation, for our times, for those that aren't familiar with the authentic wisdom of Kabbalah, if you had to give such a person a device, the basics, what would you tell him? In order to start feeling this network, to come closer to it, to go to a place where this method is taught. And what are the rules there? The rules are, first of all, to get to know the system itself, theoretically, the way it exists, what are the laws operating in it, the extent to which these laws are opposite to our laws, to our nature. How much can we get closer or not so much to it, to the system? What possibilities, options do we have to go into this kind of system? And then we start working on it practically, start working with it practically. The method itself includes in it studying how the network works with the formulas, with the diagrams, with everything. It's a wisdom, the wisdom of Kabbalah. And also, its practical form. How can we realize it ourselves and emotionally feel the system and go into it? Can you give some advice as to how to start feeling the system? Register for a course. That's the advice. Besides that, what you'll discover is really something that will help you in life and beyond life. How will it help me in life or others, the revelation of this network, practically wise? How does it help? It balances a person in life. It gives a person the direction for the correct development in life. A person understands that in this life there is a very special and exalted goal, and that he can attain and achieve it, and he's built to achieve it, and around him exist all the conditions in order to attain it. And if he attains his personal purpose in life that's already waiting for him, shining for him, then he's really a successful person, and no one can change or stand in his way of attaining this goal. There are no competitors here. What exactly is this goal? To attain the root of one's life. It's for everyone? Yes. The place from where the soul came down. I can attain the root of what? The root of your soul. What does that mean? That your soul came down from the upper spiritual degree to the corporeal degree. It dressed in some body as if, and through this body you feel that you live in a certain world, in a certain network. And while you're living in this world, in a certain system, you can take off all of these clothings and discover that you are as the point of your soul in the upper spiritual system. And what will that give me? You have reached the root of your soul. You did what you had to do. You realized it. And you don't have to reincarnate in this world again. Does it change a person, this revelation? Of course. How? Just one thing, that you no longer have to incarnate. You are in an eternal world, that there's no need for any more descents. You've ascended to it while still alive in this life. And you've realized yourself this way. Later, there's different kind of work, but on higher spiritual degrees. What does it mean that you don't have to reincarnate again? That you don't have to dress in the clothings of this world again and live here? What then? You live in a different dimension, not in body. In what dimension? This I can't say. Why not? It's a matter of feeling. Why? Because it's impossible to show to a person. It's impossible to explain to a person in our terms. Is this dimension related to the network that we talked about? Yes. How? To the extent to which we connect with each other in ties of love and connection, we discover that we are in that network, that we exist in it. Previously you said that the guide for life in the network exists. Where is it written? In the Wisdom of Kabbalah? The Wisdom of Kabbalah talks about it. Is it a book? It's many books. Therefore, you need a guide. Besides the guide, the written guide, you also need a guide, a person who will teach you. And we have such. Dr. Lightman, do you have to be really smart in order to reveal these things? No, it's for everyone. The Wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't need you to be smart or anything. A person just needs the desire for it. If such a desire awakens in a person, he'll come to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. What desire? To attain the root of his soul. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.